Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something I'm really excited about, luxury real estate in Sarasota. David, you know this market inside and out, so I'm pumped to pick your brain about what makes Sarasota such a unique place for high-end properties.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, Sarasota is really special. You know, it's one of those markets that has this perfect blend of natural beauty, sophisticated culture, and a really strong real estate foundation. When people think about Florida luxury, they often think Miami or Naples, but Sarasota has carved out its own identity.
That's interesting, because I think a lot of people don't realize how established Sarasota is as a luxury destination. What is it about the area that attracts those high-end buyers?
Well, there are a few things. First, you've got these pristine beaches, Siesta Key, Lido Key. They're absolutely world-class. Then there's the cultural scene, the Ringling Museum, the opera, the theaters. It's not just about the beach lifestyle. It's about having a full, enriched community. And then you've got the weather, the no state income tax in Florida, and a really strong network of affluent residents who've been here for generations.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about real estate. It's about the whole lifestyle package. The culture piece is huge. I love that about Sarasota. So when we're talking luxury properties, what are we actually looking at in terms of price points and neighborhoods?
So luxury in Sarasota typically starts around $2 million and goes well into the tens of millions for the absolute trophy properties. You've got neighborhoods like Bird Key, which is this exclusive gated community with waterfront estates. Longboat Key is another major player, super desirable, great for people who want that island living feel. Then there's Casey Key, which is more private and secluded. And downtown Sarasota has really emerged as this vibrant luxury market with high-end condos and urban properties.
Okay, so there's real variety depending on what lifestyle someone wants. Are we seeing any trends in what luxury buyers are actually looking for right now?
Absolutely. Waterfront is always king, but people are also valuing privacy more than ever. They want smart homes, outdoor living spaces. We're talking resort-style pools, outdoor kitchens, private docks. And there's been a real shift toward properties that work as both a primary residence and an investment. Buyers are thinking about rental potential, especially with the short-term rental market being strong in Sarasota.
That makes total sense. So it's not just about buying a beautiful house. It's about the income potential too. What about the investment side of things? Is Sarasota a good market for people looking at real estate as an investment play?
It really is. The market has shown consistent appreciation over time. And unlike some markets that are super cyclical, Sarasota has a strong foundation. You've got year-round tourism, a growing population of retirees and remote workers relocating from up north, and limited inventory in certain segments. That combination creates pretty solid fundamentals for appreciation and rental income.
Right. So you're not just buying a place to live. There's actual economic logic behind it. What would you say to someone who's thinking about entering the Sarasota luxury market, but maybe feels a little intimidated by it?
I'd say first, work with someone who knows the market deeply. It's not the same as buying a home elsewhere. You need to understand the neighborhoods, the tax implications, the rental regulations if you're going that route. And second, think about what you actually want from the property. Are you here for lifestyle, investment, or both? Once you know that, the market becomes a lot less intimidating and a lot more exciting.
That's really solid advice. David, this has been fantastic. I feel like we've given people a real sense of what makes Sarasota such a compelling luxury market. Thanks so much for breaking it down for us.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to talk about Sarasota. It's a market I genuinely love, and I think more people should understand how special it really is.